Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's a very comfortable morning. Early temperatures around 60 degrees. Today's expected high, 75. And we could be in for quite a bit of rain over the next 48 hours or so. The showers and storms get cranked up tonight, and the rain could continue into early Wednesday. The overall rainfall totals could range from 1 to 4 inches. It is Monday, May 23rd. Four people are dead after a horrific wrong-way crash early this morning in Wilmer.
Just a few minutes before midnight, a wrong-way driver was in the southbound lanes of I-45, slammed head-on into another vehicle near Mars Road, about midway between Wilmer and Ferris. It was a grim scene for police and paramedics, who found a pickup and an SUV simply destroyed. In the twisted wreckage, six victims. The wrong-way driver, an adult woman, and her two juvenile passengers were dead on impact. The other driver, an adult man, was also killed. His two juvenile passengers were taken to the hospital with what police describe as non-critical injuries. Police can't yet say why the woman was going the wrong way, but they do say they're looking into whether she'd been drinking. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A Fort Worth man attacked by a police officer while in custody is speaking out. The officer involved has been fired for using excessive force on a suspect. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
Surveillance footage shows then-officer Mitchell Miller violently shoving a handcuffed man to the ground as they were approaching the jail entrance. That man, Twayne Holloway, had been arrested for public intoxication. He fell face first onto the concrete, hit his head, and lost consciousness. Holloway tells NBC5 since that January day, he has nightmares about the incident.
I wake up sometime and like sweat, and like I wake up like in the middle of the night. Like every night I wake up about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'll be like, where I'm at? And my wife should be able to tell you, you okay?
The department says Miller failed to report the use of force and denied it when asked about it by his supervisor. He was fired last Thursday, and the Tarrant County District Attorney's Office is reviewing the case for possible criminal charges. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
With new COVID cases on the rise in North Texas, Parkland Hospital is again offering free testing and vaccines at its clinics throughout Dallas County. Health experts are encouraging people to get vaccinated and boosted, insisting evidence shows it's the best protection against the virus. The Parkland clinics will be open from 8 to 5, Monday through Saturday, and you do need an appointment. Meanwhile, there's word from Pfizer this morning that three of its COVID-19 vaccine doses protect children between the ages of 6 months and 5 years. The company says it plans to present that data to U.S. regulators this week. A military plane carrying enough infant formula for more than 500,000 baby bottles arrived yesterday in Indianapolis. It's the first of several flights expected from Europe aimed at easing the shortage that has had parents scrambling to find enough formula to feed their kids. President Biden authorized the use of Air Force planes for the effort called Operation Fly Formula, since no commercial flights were available. The North Texas Marine veteran recently released from Russia, speaking out about his three-year ordeal. We had more from KRLD's Bailey Friday.
Trevor Reed, the U.S. Marine veteran from Granbury, who spent years locked inside a Russian prison, is finally home, and he is speaking out about what he experienced while being detained for allegedly assaulting a Russian police officer. He tells CNN some of the things he experienced are nightmarish, including a stay in a psychiatric ward.
That was not a good place. There's blood all over the walls there. Where prisoners had killed themselves or killed other prisoners or attempted to do that.
While Reed says he did not allow himself too much hope that he would ever get free, he did have a strategy to survive. He would think of the future and distract himself from being in prison. He'd think of plans with his family, of what university he'd attend, and all the things he'd finally do when he returned home.
Just tried to distract myself from reality, which, you know, was not something that you want to think about.
Reed was in prison for nearly 3 years. He says he's feeling a little better each day since coming home a month ago, but there are still moments it's hard to understand that he's actually free. Bailey, Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Dallas-based company is teaming with a New York firm to build a lot of new and badly needed rental homes.
Dallas-based Linesight Development and SVN SFR Capital Management have formed a partnership to develop and manage single-family rental communities around the country. The joint venture says it will build around 1,000 homes per year, creating about $1.5 billion in value in multiple markets over the first 5 years. With traditional homes for sale becoming less affordable, builders are quickly putting up communities of rentals that can offer a similar lifestyle but without the commitment. In 2021, builders started almost 4,000 rental homes in North Texas, around 7% of the region's total single-family home construction. Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Texas Supreme Court has ruled the town of Westlake cannot put a fee on each truck that hauls waste from construction sites. The city had been charging waste haulers a fee for every dumpster that was hauled. Mike Garabedian of Builder Recovery Services says that amounts to a tax, something Westlake was not authorized to levy. And he says the Supreme Court's ruling will affect companies across the state.
This is a very, very big deal for the private businesses, but specifically for construction industry.
Officials in Westlake had called the charge a fee. Garabedian said that was just another name for a tax. We mentioned the expected rain headed our way, and with summer just around the corner, every little bit is going to help.
What do Cook, Grayson, Fannin, and Denton counties have in common? They've all received enough rain during May to be drought-free. Meanwhile, the rest of DFW remains in a moderate to severe drought. But starting Monday afternoon and continuing through Wednesday, much of greater DFW is expected to receive 1 to 3 inches of rain, significantly improving our drought conditions. I'm meteorologist Tom Hale, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Business news. Gasoline prices in Texas remain very high, but at least they've stabilized. The all-time record of $4.29 from last Friday still stands. We're now at $4.28 a gallon, down by 3/10 of a penny from yesterday. Oil is up about 1% this morning. West Texas crude sitting just over $111 a barrel. In sports, the Mavericks are in a world of hurt after losing Game 3 to Golden State last night. The final in Dallas, 109-100. The Mavericks now trail in the series, 3-0, and no team in NBA history has come back to win a series after going down 3-0. Game 4 is tomorrow night at the American Airlines Center. The Rangers are off today after losing to Houston 5-2. And at the PGA Championship in Tulsa, Justin Thomas wins the Wanamaker Trophy in a three-hole playoff over Will Zalatoris of Plano.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.